You're listening to SBS News.
Sport, like life, is full of both the routine and the extraordinary. And in football this weekend, the Champions League final, one of sport's biggest annual occasions, delivered both the routine and the extraordinary. The routine was the result. Spanish side Real Madrid are champions of Europe, yet again. It's the third year in a row they've won the Champions League. They are just the third side, and the first since the 1970s, to achieve such an extraordinary feat. It's also the 13th time the club has been European champions. No other club has been European champions more than seven times. The extraordinary was the way they won this most recent title. Liverpool's chances were crueled by a first-half injury to their main goalscorer, Egyptian Mohamed Salah. But the 3-1 win over Liverpool in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, saw three unforgettable goals scored by the Spanish side. Two of them came from blunders from Liverpool's German goalkeeper, Loris Karius, who was in tears on the field at the game's end. The other came from an extraordinary overhead kick from Welshman Gareth Bale. Once the world's most expensive player, Bale couldn't even get in the Real Madrid starting lineup for this match. But his introduction off the bench by the team's coach, Zinedine Zidane, proved one of the wisest decisions on a big footballing stage seen for some time. Bale says his overhead kick was the best goal he's scored in his career. But he's also reflected on his disappointment in not being in the starting lineup and the contrast of that to the greater good of his team.
Obviously, I was very disappointed in my head. I felt like I should start. I felt like I've been playing well to start. But obviously, I was very disappointed to hear that I wasn't. But I think I know as a professional that the team isn't just about 11 players. It's about the squad. And you have to when you come onto the pitch, you have to try and make an impact. Try and give your best for the team. And that's what I did. You kind of dream of these things happening, but obviously you never expect them to. But it was obviously a dream come true, and the most important thing was to win the title and make some more history with Real Madrid.
Attention now turns to whether Bale and superstar Cristiano Ronaldo will stay at Real Madrid next season. Victory is, of course, the ultimate aim in sport. However, sometimes it seems like it's not enough. Just look at the AFL this past weekend for proof of that. Geelong defeated Carlton 73 points to 45 and are in fifth place out of 18 teams on the ladder after 10 games this season. That might seem satisfactory, but not if you're Geelong coach Chris Scott. The Cats mentor saying not only did his team play poorly against Carlton, despite winning, but that the match was awful for people to have to watch.
I don't think we played particularly well. I thought the game was a spectacle. It was one of the rare occasions where I can actually make comment on that because I don't really notice it so much, but I thought it was a horrible game. I didn't think we helped ourselves much. I thought we were undisciplined at times, gave them a chance to get into the game.
Much happier, Rugby League's Penrith Panthers. They are in first place in the National Rugby League after beating the team coming second, the St George Illawarra Dragons, 28 points to 2. One of the biggest reasons for the Western Sydney side's success this season is the playmaking pairing of veteran James Maloney and 20-year-old Nathan Cleary. So much so that the two of them are widely expected to be picked to play together for New South Wales in the forthcoming first game of the State of Origin series. Young star Cleary has told Fox Sports, playing alongside Maloney, who has come to the club this season after establishing himself as a star with both the Sydney Roosters and Cronulla Sharks, has been a big factor in his own development.
He's pretty easy to gel along with. He is easy to gel with. And, I was lucky. I got to spend a lot of time around the team when I was injured. And I think that kind of helped my development. And then to be learning off Jimmy, it's pretty cool.
And the Australian cricket team has gathered in Brisbane to prepare ahead of their limited overs tour of England next month. It will be their first tour since the suspensions of Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft. It's also the first engagement for the team's new coach, Justin Langer. One year away from the One-Day Cricket World Cup, which will also be held in England, Australia is only ranked number 5 in the world. Langer says the key to improving in this particular form of the sport is to have a broader focus.
Can we get better in a One-Day Cricket? Absolutely. Our ranking shows that. We haven't been great in One-Day Cricket. We've just got to play it better. And I think that's going to be, for me, it's really clear. But, ultimately it's about putting emphasis on what we are doing, our team, not what the individuals are doing. And that's very important, I think.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.